And good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Coming up this hour, we're going to preview St. Patrick's Day activities in Manhattan. We'll talk about the 2020 census, but we're going to kick things off first talking Pottawatomie County Schools. And just one half of the Pottawatomie County Schools in here today. We've got Kevin Logan from Rock Creek Schools joining us. How are you doing this morning?
Doing fine, Brandon. Thanks for having me.
And, of course, it is spring break, so Tim Winter has chosen to maybe take a trip out of town, it looks like.
Yeah, I don't know what Tim had going on today, but hope he's having a good time.
Absolutely. Well, we wish him the best, and we'll talk to him next month here. But busy time here for Rock Creek. Probably a nice time to get away from classes a little bit for the administrators, staff, and the students.
Yes, very good time for a break. Ending of a winter sports season, beginning of the spring sports season. It's kind of either side of spring break. We've had some parent-teacher conferences, and just a push towards that last quarter of school and make sure that everyone's focused, everyone's finishing strong, and everyone's got their eye on finishing a good year.
And it really couldn't come at a better time here. I know that we hear coronavirus stuff in the news all the time, but more than that, we've had a lot of flu cases, not just here in Manhattan, but all over the region. Probably nice to get in there and get cleaned.
Yeah, it gives the buildings an opportunity to get well. Our custodians are in each of the buildings working hard, getting things cleaned up, wiping off all surfaces. You know, they've got their daily routines, but when the building doesn't have people in it for a week, they can truly get in and deep clean some things that may not get the attention that it needs all of the time.
Have you guys had an issue with illnesses this winter?
You know, no worse than anyone else around. We've had some flu. If I understand correctly, most of it's influenza B, the ones that have been diagnosed. Tell you what, our people have been really, really good about practicing good hygiene. The cases we do have, the parents don't have qualms about keeping the students at home. The teachers will stay home when they've had it. We haven't had anyone pushing things to get back too soon or stay when they are sick.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to having the students back, I guess, next week there, and hopefully everyone comes back. We can have a healthy finish to this school year.
Yeah, I'm hoping when they did take their break, they didn't get out and get a bunch of new germs to bring back. That always seems to be a situation that you'll see after long vacations, whether they be Thanksgiving, whether it be Christmas or spring break. Go out and find a new germ pool and bring something back. But that's part of it. But we'll continue to watch what we're doing, make sure we're practicing good hygiene practices.
All right. Well, you have your next school board meeting, looks like, on Monday. That would be the 16th. And I understand there's going to be some recognition going on.
We do. We moved the school board meeting back a week. Obviously, if we'd have gone second Monday, which has been our norm, we'd have been during spring break, and we did have people out of town during that time. But we are going to start with some student recognitions. We want to recognize Drew Bernheide, who placed sixth in the 4A wrestling tournament. We have some state band qualifiers. We have Keith Hancock and Kyle Grimes. And a big shout out to Kyle Grimes, who was first chair overall in the state trumpet in that band. So very impressive on Kyle's part and on Keith's part. State choir qualifiers. We had Ty Straub and Sadie Biedenbender, and then we have a Kansas Governor Scholar in Kalia Nippert. So we will have those students here to be recognized. And then we've got a special award. It's a National Strength and Conditioning Award that Coach Oberkrom puts in for each year with some of our kids, and we had two students awarded that, and they are Charlie Killingsworth and Kalia Nippert. And again, all those students will be there on Monday night to be recognized by the board.
That's great. All good stuff there. It's nice when you can recognize students for some of the work they're doing there, and especially academically.
It is. It's an opportunity for the board to give them a pat on the back and let them know they appreciate what they're doing and the good things that are happening within our schools that we can get out and show what's going on.
And as far as other items on the agenda here for Monday, what else do you have?
Oh, we have several things we're looking at with the wrapping up of our new middle school. We look to take possession of that building the end of May this spring and open it next fall. So we have a few change order items going on there, which is the norm throughout the month. Some things with floor coverings. One of the big things we're looking at is we purchased just shy of 20 acres of ground north of the current Rock Creek campus when we started building to build on. And there's an area out there we're looking at how do we take and landscape that to make that part of our campus, a usable part of the campus, not just grass that we mow. So we have a little walking trail idea back there, a little arboretum idea that we're looking at, the way that it can be incorporated within the classrooms, way that it can be used possibly as part of our cross-country course. We'd like to expand what we're doing for cross-country opportunities out on our campus. So just looking at different ways we might be able to utilize that acreage that we have out there. So that'll be a subject that we talk quite a bit about.
That sounds great. And the middle school building, you said just about completed here. You'll be doing some hiring for that as well?
We have been doing hiring for that. Within the last month, we have hired a principal for that building. Rachel Busing has taken that position. She actually is a parent in our district, has been an administrator at Gary County the last 2 years. We're excited to have her on board. Her and her building leadership team have been interviewing teacher candidates. Soon they'll be interviewing for secretary positions, for custodial, lots of different pieces and personnel that we need as you're starting a new building. It's not as simple as just shifting everybody from either 5-6 at the elementary or from 7-8 at the junior-senior high. There's other programming that we're wanting to put into place. Particularly, we want to make sure that we're adding art there. We want to add some health and wellness courses there, things that are very, very critical to have for that middle-level learner.
And what grade levels will be in that school?
That will be 5th grade through 8th grade in that building. They are directly connected to Rock Creek High School. There are three different entry points that are all secured between the two buildings. Actually, the new gymnasium that's being built on the campus will become the high school gymnasium. The current high school gymnasium will become the middle school gymnasium. So they're tied in at certain points, but they will definitely operate as two separate buildings.
That's a different twist there. Normally middle school 6th through 8th or maybe 6th, I've heard even 7th, 8th, 9th. I've never heard a 5th through 8th middle school before.
You know, I think there's a dozen of them throughout the state. We did the research on it and came up with there's some definite learning benefits combining 5 and 6 to keep a lot of the principles and practices that we had in our current elementaries, and but then also be able to expand from that later elementary or intermediate elementary level into the middle school level and separating out from what would be more the primary at the lower elementary. So definitely did some research into it. Plus, it fit our space needs very, very well, and took care of a lot of our personnel issues also. And that came out kind of a negative connotation there. They're not that there are issues, but it was the way that they had done some teaming between 5th and 6th grade. They didn't have to start over with that.
Okay. Well, and I imagine at some point here when you'll take the possession of the building on the 27th of May, will there be an open house or something like that?
We're looking at how will we do that? How will we do a ribbon cutting? Will we do it sometime middle of summer and let folks come in and take a look around? Will we do it right before the school year starts? Those are some questions that are being processed right now by the principal and by the building leadership and soon to be set up. An advisory committee from including public members also as a site council for the middle school. So there's a lot of pieces that haven't been decided that way yet. Like I said, we take possession at the end of May. We have furniture that will be delivered the first week of June and set up. We've got some technology that will be added through the summer, some interactive display boards within the rooms, sound systems for the rooms, things such as that. The technology that you need to stay on top of things right now.
All right. I'm looking forward to that. That'll be an exciting project to see wrap up here very soon. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk more with Kevin Logan here, Rock Creek USD 323 superintendent on In Focus.